You're listening to Mittens in the Morning, a Community Cat News production. Good morning, all you fabulous felines. I'm going to kick off this beautiful day with everyone's favorite segment, purrs and hisses. Call in and tell us, who deserves a purr and who deserves a hiss? Caller number one, you are on the air. What's your name?
It's Beatrice.
Beatrice, welcome to the show. Are you sending out a purr or a hiss this morning?
A purr.
Our first purr of the day. Who is this purr going out to?
Me.
You're sending a purr to yourself? I love the confidence. And what is this purr for?
I learned how to open the treat cabinet.
Whoa, that's amazing. Bea, how did you do it?
I've been trying for weeks. Every night while my human is asleep, I stretch up as high as I can and give the door a little pull. Last night, I pulled as hard as I could, and it popped open.
Wow! And what was inside?
The party mix treats.
Oh, my favorite.
Mine too. They were sealed in a bag, but luckily, I've been keeping my claws razor sharp. I tore it open in no time.
Well, Beatrice, this purr is for you. What are you going to do next?
I'm going to throw up on a library book.
Treat yourself, Bea. You've earned it. Caller number two, you are on the air. What's your name?
I'm Jace Marmalade. Love the show, Mittens.
Thanks, J-Marm. Are you sending out a purr or a hiss this morning?
I'm sending out a hiss.
Oh, boy. Our first hiss. Tell us all about it. Who is this hiss for?
My human. She's a real bare minimum Betty. The kind that does just enough to skate by, you know what I mean?
I sure do, JM.
She feeds me 6 meals a day, fills a glass with Evian, and thinks she did a pot. But when she goes to bed at night, there's no food until she wakes up. How does she expect me to go all night without a snack?
Now, have you tried just, you know, waking her up?
Of course, but she won't get out of bed.
All right, what have you tried so far?
First, I tried singing the wake-up song.
The wake-up song? Hum a few bars for me.
Sure. It goes like this.
And that didn't work, huh?
No. In fact, the next night she wore earplugs to bed. So, I got creative. I started chewing on the hair to wake her up.
And what happened?
She started covering the head with a blanket.
She is going to be a tough nut to crack.
You're telling me. Then it occurred to me. Marmalade, you're going about this all wrong. Let's try to do this the friendly way. Show her you're a good cat. Get her something nice. So, I brought her a live chipmunk.
Right to her bed?
I even buried it under the covers before I set it loose.
Wait, and it wasn't even her birthday?
That's just the nice cat I am.
And what did she do?
She threw me outside. And I'm still hungry, so if someone could please bring me a chicken sandwich to 48 Rosebud, I would appreciate it. I tried to catch another chipmunk, but I think they're getting suspicious.
Whew, best of luck to you, J-Marm. Let's take another caller. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name?
It's Beatrice again.
Oh, hey again, Beatrice. What's up?
I have a hiss to send out.
A hiss? Who is this for?
My human. She put a lock on the treat cabinet.
Ooh, bummer. You're listening to Mittens in the Morning, a Community Cat News production.
FarmCat has been providing high-quality herbal products for the last 78 cat years. We understand the stresses of modern cat life, and we're here to help you take the edge off with safe, natural solutions. Our herbal blends have helped hundreds of cats find their serenity again after incidents like a plastic bag rustling, an outside cat walking too close to your window, your human moving a chair, dogs barking, dogs walking nearby, dogs existing. Go to your happy place with FarmCat. That's PharmCat.
You're listening to Mittens in the Morning, a Community Cat News production. Boy, have I got a treat for you listeners this morning. What kind of treat, you ask? Is it seafood delight? Nope. Is it chicken with gravy? Nope. The treat I have for you is none other than feline actress Lady Linguini right here in the studio. Lady Linguini, welcome to the show.
Ciao, grazie for having me, Mittens. This couch is amazing, by the way.
Oh, thanks. My human just brought it home for me.
The upholstery is perfect for sinking my claws into.
Help yourself. My couch is your couch. Lady, you are having a great year. I saw you in the Champion Chicken Cat Treats commercial.
That was so much fun. You want to know a little secret? I kept messing up on purpose so that we'd have to start over and I could eat more treats.
You little minx. A fun fact our listeners might not know about you is you started out as a toy tester for a major cat toy company.
See, but it wasn't just the cat toys. It was cat furniture, collars, harnesses, and one time, and only one time, Halloween costumes.
Oh, we have to hear this story.
Allora, some genius in product development decided they needed to start making costumes for cats. They tried to put a cowboy hat, vest, and boots on me for a photo shoot. How do you think that went?
Oh, my.
Long story short, the intern had to get 46 stitches, and that's how they learned not to put the costumes on me. Ugh.
Humans, you can't coddle them. They need consequences or they'll never learn.
Oh, but this one time. Oh, this was the best day ever. We were on a lunch break, and one of the warehouse guys was sitting next to me, drinking out of a plastic bottle. He took the ring off the top and gave it to me.
Get out of here! My human gives me milk jug rings.
Oh, Dio. I batted that thing all over the floor. I pounced, I swatted, I completely lost track of time. Then it went under the soda machine, and I never saw it again. But that was a good day. Best cat toy ever.
If you're up for it, I want to do a little game called This or That, where I give you two options and you pick your favorite.
Si. Let's do it. Madai, I'm ready.
All right, first one. Magazines or books?
Beh, for chewing or sleeping on?
Chewing.
Ah, books, definitely. I'm a picky, though. I only chew textbooks. Nice and thick.
I'm the opposite. I like thin and crispy. Just a one-pager. 2 pages max. Have you ever tasted a W-2 form?
Can't say I have.
Oh, delicious. You'll want to hide under the bed afterward because your human will be furious. But it's so worth it. Okay, next one. Wet food or dry food?
Wet food, but only if it's heated to 82 degrees exactly. Any hotter or colder is just disgusting. Ah, fa schifo.
Last one, fuzzy blanket or clean laundry?
Oh, that's a tough one. Be more specific about the laundry. Is it towels or shirts and pants?
Let's say dark-colored pants. Folded, but not put away yet.
Oh, that's easy. Laundry. I can't resist a pair of black pants.
You hear that, listeners? Stars, they're just like us. Lady, it's been just a treat having you on the show today. I'd like to thank Meow Meow Puffy Tail for sponsoring this episode of Mittens in the Morning, a Community Cat News production.
Is your human sleeping peacefully in his bed every night while you waste away from starvation? This is gross negligence, and I can prove it in a court of law. I'm Meow Meow Puffy Tail, feline rights attorney, and I won't stop until you are feasting from a 24-hour buffet. Call today. 555-555-5555, or just lay on the phone. He's your human making pay.